Elsewhere in the news today, lawmakers in Lebanon had failed 19 times to elect a president. Then a bloody conflict this month forced the sides to talk. Well, now the country has a new president. Today, military bands greeted Michel Suleiman as he entered Lebanon's presidential palace. Suleiman will attempt to unite a wounded nation and reconcile its rival political factions. He says he'll consult with those groups Wednesday, and then he will name a prime minister to head a new national unity cabinet. The World's Aaron Schachter reports from Amshit, Lebanon.
It's a rare day when newspaper and TV commentators from Syria, Iran, and all factions in Lebanon agree on anything. But this was such a day. All spoke of Michel Suleiman's ascension to office as the start of a new era. That was the thrust of President Suleiman's first speech before Parliament.
The political differences and the constitutional problems that we have been through should serve as a stimulus, not only to prevent problems in the future, but also to achieve the required balance between powers and responsibilities. This balance will enable the state institutions, including the presidency, to perform their assigned roles.
It's not just the politicians and pundits who are giddy. Suleiman's election brought palpable relief to ordinary Lebanese. This was the scene in Suleiman's hometown of Amshit. Hundreds of people packed the town square under banners that read, "The son of Amshit is Lebanon's savior." They watched the swearing-in on a large outdoor screen. Then they partied down. Townspeople handed out traditional pastries and Lebanese flags. Singers and dancers entertained the crowd well into the night. Fireworks lit up the night sky all over Lebanon. It was refreshing that this sound signaled unbridled joy rather than sectarian violence. Michel Suleiman first joined the Lebanese armed forces in 1967. He was appointed its commander 30 years later. Amshit resident Hana Zuni watched Suleiman grow up.
He comes from a well-educated family. They're fine people. Michel will do great things because he's smart and can't be corrupted. If there were five people like him in Lebanese politics, the country would be a better place.
Suleiman has kept out of the sectarian fray. That's no small feat in this fractured country. But he was a political nobody until last year. Then a battle broke out between the Lebanese army and Islamist militants in a Palestinian refugee camp near Tripoli. The army under Suleiman defeated the Islamists, and Suleiman was hailed for the victory. He now faces a daunting task. A recent reconciliation agreement will give a powerful role in the cabinet to the Shia Hezbollah movement and other allies of Syria and Iran. It was Hezbollah under Hassan Nasrallah that provoked a war with neighboring Israel 2 years ago. Druze leader Walid Jumblatt is one of Lebanon's preeminent politicians. He says there's no way to know whether the mainly Shiite opposition lawmakers will block legislation.
Let's see if by giving them the blocking minority, they will cooperate or they will block everything. We'll see. Anyhow, the blocking minority is for the so-called major decisions. When Nasrallah went to war in 2006, he didn't need a blocking minority at that time. Let's be practical, okay? I don't use neither optimistic nor pessimistic. I'm realistic. I work on the ground.
Back in Amshit, the MC whips up the crowd. He says, on a beautiful summer night, our friend Michel became president. Let there be no more war, only parties. But the unfortunate quirk of fate here is that parties, the political kind, are the problem. Each party represents a religious faction, and compromise is hard to achieve when each faction is more concerned with its survival than the survival of the country. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter, Amshit, Lebanon.